Well, good evening and welcome to a Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 14th of December 2025. Second week of December. It's going quick, isn't it? It is. Well, one more full week of work and then we're into that Christmas week. I don't know what your plans are for Christmas. I am really looking forward to it. This is the first year, as long as I can remember, that I have not got to worry about work. I don't work on Christmas Eve until the 5th of January. I've got, well, just over a week and a half off. And I cannot be more excited. I know I've just had a week off work. That was just using up my leftover holiday time. But I cannot be more excited to actually not have to worry, excuse me, about my day job for that time. Every single Christmas that I've ever worked before, I've had to be either working or expected to be on call during this time. I'm really looking forward to it. Really am. But one more week to go, one more full week of work anyway. After a week off, back to work tomorrow, going to get up nice and early, head on into work. And I'm feeling refreshed. I'm feeling rejuvenated. I've spent a lot of time this week just trying to get some of the big annoying jobs off my to-do list that have been waiting. This is things like sorting out my shed, my garage and my office. And it's amazing. I think I said this on Thursday. It's just amazing how much clearer the head is when these jobs are done. One less thing on the to-do list, one less thing to worry about. And I can't believe how much of a difference it's made. Now, headed down the allotment yesterday, I'm on a positive mood and I want to share this with you. Headed down the allotment on Saturday, as I said I would. It was a very damp morning, actually. It was a lot of condensation on the grass, on my car, and the sun was shining. I was down on the allotment. I'm watching all the steam, the water evaporate off the grass, and it was absolutely pleasurable. Just spending time on the allotment. I did a bit of trimming the grass, cutting down a few things, trimming a few trees, and just being on the allotment was so enjoyable. I often say this, I know the allotment is one of my favourite places, but it's just a kind of therapy, and this is something I think we often forget about when it comes to our allotments or out in the garden. It is a kind of therapy. It is the chance for us to enjoy being out with nature, being out in the garden, and how much of a difference it makes. As I said, I didn't really do anything that special. I did get the strimmer out and just trim back all the grass, which makes a big difference. Tidies things up quite considerably. And I've always said that when the grass is cut, the whole place looks better. I've added some mulch. I've added some straw, spread compost. I've dug up a tree from my neighbour because it's been abandoned and things like that that I've just managed to do. It's really good. Again, it's just ticking those things off the to-do list that has made all the difference. Now, of course, one of the things that I have also done today is sow our chili seeds from this month's seed pack. Now, this is an interesting conversation that I have every single year because I sow chilies every year around this time. I actually find that chilies do need that long, long growing period. And I sow them indoors. You don't necessarily need heated propagators, like I do have heated propagators, but you just need to keep them somewhere warm. An airing cupboard will do, somewhere that they can just get a bit of warm. They don't need light until they germinate. But I'm getting a bit ahead of myself here. What I started off with is I filled up some plug plant starters. Now, I've got a collection of plug plant starters that I use, the thin plastic ones from a garden centres or Wilco's or The Range. I'm not a fan of them. I've got to admit, they're cheap. You can buy like a pack of five for quid or something like that. But the plastic is really quite delicate and falling apart. Recently, I've been using the Charles Dowding ones, and I find these to actually be much, much better. They are made of a really, really solid plastic. They're going to last for quite a long time, not going to fall apart easy, but they have got some rather large holes in the bottom, which for most people, would be big enough to stick their finger in just to pop out the plug plant rather than squeezing. Little bit too small for my fingers, but I've made a piece up with a bit of dowding that I've just going to use instead. Anyway, I filled that up with seed sowing compost. You could use multi-purpose compost. There's no harm in that. A bit of pyrolite mixed into it as well. And then just dipped a hole in each single plug plant and dropped a single seed inside it. Covered it back over, labelled, of course. Don't forget the label. Very, very, very important. And we've left that to germinate, to grow and start its life off. As it grows, within 2 weeks, we would expect germination. These are in my heated propagators, as I said earlier. You don't need heated propagators. They just need somewhere to warm. But 2 weeks until germination, as long as they're kept moist, the soil is kept damp, they should germinate. But as soon as they germinate, they need moving somewhere where they're going to get plenty of light. Very important step, making sure they get plenty of light. Now, I, of course, have grow lights where mine will be growing under. Of course, not everybody has grow lights. They are a bit of an indulgence. They're an indulgence, I think, are a worthwhile investment, but they just provide that early light. If you haven't got grow lights, a sunny windowsill will do. You just have to turn the plants around quite regularly to ensure that they don't get leggy. They don't stretch for the light. You don't have to sow them this month, by the way. You could sow them as late as March, even April or May. I just find that they benefit from a long growing season. But yeah, under grow lights, they continue to grow. Once they've used up all the soil in the plug plant, we then pop them up into a bigger pot and continue to allow them to grow. And then once they are continually growing, we can move them out into the greenhouse in about March time. At this point, it's probably a good chance to start feeding with something like a seaweed feed, just to encourage some good roots and good growth. The greenhouse in about mid-March is warm enough, usually unheated greenhouse, that is, for them to survive in, and they'll be quite happy out there. They'll just continue to grow and do what I want them to do. Some will obviously live inside the greenhouse. Some will go outside. If they're to go outside, then we're going to have to prepare the soil by making sure that it's weed-free, plenty of organic matter added. Chilies do benefit from drying out, so they do like moisture retentive, but they do benefit from a bit of drying out as well. So it might be worth just making sure you don't get flooding, basically. The soil is free draining. They actually grow best, because they can also grow in pots, of course, up against a south-facing wall. They will do really well there. Anyway, mid-May they can go outside usually. As soon as they start flowering, we feed them with a tomato feed and they will soon start to develop those lovely, delicious fruits that we look forward to trying. They will start off in green colour and work their way through the colours to get to red. When they are red, they are fully ripe, but they are less spicy at this stage. When they're green, they are the spiciest. So up to you how you want to, or when you want to harvest them. If you are looking to save seeds from them, you obviously want to harvest them when they are red, when the fruit is fully developed. That means the seeds are going to be fully developed as well. As easy as that, really. Not much care. Keep them weed-free. Keep them, as I say, they do like drying out between watering. I don't worry about that too much, but I do like to give them at least once a week a really, really good drink. Really easy. Really easy. I do recommend growing some in a greenhouse if you have the ability, because they will benefit from that as well. Right, well, that went into a lot of detail. If you were wondering why I send them in December, it's because I said they'd like that long growing period. Same as aubergines, same as sweet peppers. Well, I'm going to wrap this one up for now. We will be back on Thursday, of course, with another Supporters Club podcast for you. And, of course, I've got the Monday podcast coming out as well. Got a lot to talk about over the Christmas period, because I'm having a real period of reflection as we head into 2026. But more on that on a later date. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.